Books on Tape presents The Bride's Farewell by Meg Rosoff, read by Susan Duerden. Chapter 1. On the morning of August the 12th, 1850-something, on the day she was to be married, Pell Ridley crept up from her bed in the dark, kissed her sisters goodbye, fetched Jack in from the wind and rain on the heath, and told him they were leaving. Not that he was likely to offer any objections, being a horse. There wasn't much to take. Bread and cheese and a bottle of ale, a clean apron, a rope for Jack, and a book belonging to Mam, with pictures of birds drawn in soft pencil, which no one ever looked at but her. The dress in which she was to be married she left untouched, spread over a dusty chair. Then she felt carefully inside the best teapot for the coins put away for her dowry, slipped the rope around Jack's neck, and turned to go. Head down, squinting into the rain, she stopped short at the sight of a ghostly figure in the path. It had as little substance as a moth, but its eyes burned a hole in the dark. "Go back to bed, Bean." It didn't budge. She sighed, noticing how the pale oval of a face remained stubbornly set. "Please, Bean, go home." "Oh, God," she thought, "no." But it was no use appealing to God about something already decided. Without waiting to be invited, the boy scrambled up onto Jack, and with no other option, she pulled herself up behind him, feeling the warmth of his thin body against her.